This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. More than 300 people and over 1,100 houses were buried by a massive landslide that leveled a remote village in northern Papua New Guinea, according to local media reports. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
The landslide leveled homes in Enga province, around 370 miles north of the capital, Port Moresby. Videos verified by Reuters show men digging through soil, clambering over rocks, uprooted trees, and mounds of dirt, searching for survivors. Papua New Guinea's media, citing a member of the country's parliament, said the landslide buried over 8,000 homes.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Family members are grieving an American couple who were church missionaries killed during a gang attack in Haiti. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Gang violence and gunfire erupt routinely on the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker says his daughter Natalie, 21 years old, and her husband Davy Lloyd, full-time missionaries in Haiti, were killed Thursday night. He says they went to heaven together. Lloyd's sister says she and her brother grew up in Haiti. Their parents are full-time missionaries there. She says the couple and the Haitian director of the Missions in Haiti organization were ambushed by gang members as they left a church and later shot by another group that attacked the home they tried to hide in. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Egypt says it has agreed to send UN humanitarian aid trucks through Israel's main crossing into Gaza, but it remains unclear if the aid will be able to enter the territory as fighting raged in Rafah amid Israel's escalating offensive there. The CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials trying to revive negotiations for a ceasefire and a hostage release. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Millions of Indians are voting in the next-to-last round of a grueling national election in the searing summer heat. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The combined opposition is trying to rattle Prime Minister Narendra Modi's campaign for a third consecutive term for himself and his Hindu Nationalist Party. Saturday's voting in 58 constituencies, including seven in New Delhi, will complete polling for roughly 90% of 543 seats in the lower house of parliament. The voting for the remaining 57 seats on June 1st will wrap up a six-week election. The votes will be counted on June 4th. This election is considered one of the most consequential in India's history and will test the limits of Modi's political dominance. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Finance officials from the Group of Seven rich democracies say they have moved toward an agreement on a U.S. proposal to squeeze more money for Ukraine from Russian assets frozen in their countries. But they left a final deal to be worked out ahead of a June summit of national leaders. The finance minister said in a statement after meetings in Strescia, Italy, that they were, quote, making progress on a U.S. proposal to borrow against future interest income on the frozen assets to give Ukraine a large chunk of cash now. The last word will rest with the G7 national leaders, including U.S. President Joe Biden, next month at their annual summit in Fasano in southern Italy. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Friday he would delay a voting reform that had triggered deadly riots on the overseas French territory of New Caledonia. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer has more.
At least six people have died in more than a week of protests triggered by anger at electoral reforms passed by lawmakers in mainland France to let more French nationals vote in New Caledonia's elections. The island's indigenous Kanak people fear the move will dilute their votes and make it harder for any future referendum on independence to pass. Macron arrived on the Pacific island Thursday for talks with local leaders meant to turn the page on the violence. After a helicopter flyover of areas wrecked by arson, he said that the state of emergency would be lifted once protesters remove their roadblocks. And he said his ultimate aim was still to sign the controversial measure into law once calm was restored.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. At least five miners have died in an illegal gold mine collapse in northern Kenya. Police said the mine in the Debel area of the Kenyan border with Ethiopia collapsed Friday because of a landslide. Interior Minister Kithure Kindiki in March declared that the area disturbed and banned mining activities after clashes over a mining dispute led to the deaths of seven people. Residents told media outlets that mining had continued despite the ban and blamed authorities for allowing it. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.